Okay, so I'm going to play, we can do it this way. I want to play through my speaker. Ion mentioning Trump visiting JW. So let's go up here, click on it. Now, can you guys hear this? I'll put up high volume. Okay, I'm saying you run around, so you list a few things that you're doing, technically.
It's running around doing all kind of stuff. Writing all these checks and stirring up all them formulas and putting all that stuff in this and little that. Running this up and inviting your president to Atlanta.
You're that? Inviting your president to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Was he talking about JW there? Let's go back and hear the events.
It's running around doing all kind of stuff. Writing all these checks and stirring up all them formulas and putting all that stuff in this and doing that. Running this up and inviting your president to Atlanta.
Hey, guys. Scott says that I have come to erase humanity, wipe humanity.
So that could have applied to JW, writing all these checks, stirring up formulas. It could apply. I'd have to go back to the previous. It's right at the beginning of our 2100. So.
That's like Cousin Ed on the Addams Family. Come here, Cream.
He said he was talking about Cousin Ed of the Addams Family, is what he says right before the end of the hour. Then there's a few words blipped out.
It's Cousin It, I-T, I think.
Oh, he was talking about the thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, let's go back just a little bit before there. Who's saying this?
Nan.
Okay.
Right, Jermaine?
Yeah, because of Leon, she did. And she said that it was Ion's fault that Leon went crazy.
Oh, that's right. She went into that thing. The woman, she quotes a woman saying he went into that thing, Ion. And I think that's coming up. And then Ion goes into the thing from the Addams Family. About themselves running around writing checks and then inviting so I invited Trump to Atlanta. Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I didn't and what
but
was
Bob
me?
wasn't this way before it happened? This recording was
yes.
made.
This is November. It happened November. Trump saw JW on November 8th, Friday. This is the November 9th show. Early in the show, and 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, hour five, and I don't find out from JW till like Wednesday or Thursday. Meanwhile, I hadn't listened to the November 9th show, and then November 16th show came, and I still hadn't listened to November 9th, but I had now two shows to catch up on. I always listen to Tuesday, that's easy. So we get into this week. And I said, I got to start listening to the November 9th show, catch up to it, because I understand it a lot better rehearing it. And that's where I heard this mention of Atlanta inviting the White House to Atlanta. So if I had heard that on time, if I listened to November 9th a day or so after, I wouldn't have known what that statement by him really, that it was actual. So luckily, I delayed myself. This is Bob Slack, and I got behind. And then when I did it, I knew more than if I had listened to November 9th on time, a week before. So I wouldn't have known the significance of what he just said. So he said, it's the thing, Mr. It. Then he says, us, and then he goes into it. But then us can be JW running around writing checks. So it's an interesting point there. Now, I know JW, as far as I know, didn't invite Trump to Atlanta. But I know who did, who caused it, who triggered it. So more to be unfolded someday, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you notice at the end of the private session, I think I played Saturday, at the very end, Ion saying, you cannot ascend today? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And that hit me hard. Yeah.
Three yeah, words. No, if you take,
with words.
If you take it seriously. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yes, with words.
We
who
can't
said
ascend
words?
With yeah. words.
Oh, no, but the tech body, you can't ascend at all. Literally. It's too late. Nobody can ascend. Which then I started thinking, well, that's why Ion had to show up. That's why non-physical had to extend itself, because the opportunity was gone. So let me see if I can just bring up that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's something that should be discussed a bit in our ignorance,
yeah.
your ignorance. Let's see.
At what point did our there's a certain period of time where the veil was rent in two, and
that's Jesus. So Jesus freed everybody. He rent the veil, and freedom from the covenant. The Ark
of
the Covenant.
That was 40 days around before Easter, right? Pentecost or something.
No, 2,000 years. We've had 2,000 years of freedom, but then we
right.
put our tech body back. We put our power back in the tech body. It doesn't make sense. People weren't free, or maybe they were able to. You couldn't ascend before the veil was rent. Then Jesus the third Jesus made it available. So you could, but who did it? We don't know. Jermaine and those guys. And then it comes to now, and the electric environment frees everybody up. Kills the guff, but then everybody puts their self into the black mirror. That's where we are today. Ian said Albert, who's in the front door inside the house that you were staying in, our other house, he's from another dimension, it sounds like, or an interdimensional factor, which would make sense that if it is an intergalactic cosmic thing that's going on here, you would have people like Albert that you saw from other dimensions watching, whatever they're watching for. I mean, I'm such a fuck-up. They had to stop the universe. It's okay. Bob's going to walk the tightrope for 3 fucking years. That's, don't say a word. He usually fucks this up. This is the 7th time he's trying it, or the 6th time, maybe. Remember in The Matrix? Neo took 6 times when he met the architect. It was the 6th time coming through. So the whole universe holds their breath, and I'm like Mr. Magoo, going around bumping into things and not really being very graceful, but everything I do works out. That's what you guys are looking at, a Mr. Magoo, you know, the cartoon character.
Oh, dear Lord.
I remember when talking to JW before Ion, and he was talking finances and that, he told me later, it might have been after Ion showed up, because I think JW became more forthright telling me stuff about his life after Ion, because I had done something to him. And so he kind of said, well, I'll tell Bob more stuff. So he told me that back in April in 2007, I was mouthing off stuff and just saying things. And I maybe JW told me something and I said it somewhere else. I caused his friend to lose $50 million.
Cool.
he just told me this. Do you remember that, Carol?
No.
Did I ever tell you that? Yeah, just in passing, he said, well, you know, one night you're such a blabbermouth, you fucking, he was trying to get me to, he wanted to learn to trust me. He didn't trust me. I just talked too much or something. So he used an example of how I'm not so trustworthy, and I don't know what I'm saying, when I did say something that maybe he had told me, and it affected this other guy. So it only happened once, but that...
What do you mean it only happened once?
Yeah,
I can add that to the long list.
That's bullshit. Everything's worked out.
One of which is blabbing that J.W. met Trump. I mean, that really shouldn't be said.
Why not?
Who said it?
See, Carol's old-fashioned. She never made the cut. She didn't make the board.
I've got my own board, okay?
She's out there doing her own, trying to do her own empire. But the thing is, I only did that. He only accused me of screwing things up. But once Ion happened, okay, I did that, okay? Nobody can take that away from me. And that caused everything to happen. And now JW is waking up. He's woke. And he, since July, he's been walking around saying, what the fuck did you do, Bob? This is fucking real. It's actually coming true. What did you do? So I'm just getting acknowledged now by JW. Carol has never acknowledged me. She's lived too much with the pre-Ion Bob. Look at that. Look at that. Look. He's trying to kill me. That was a machine gun.
Where's Albert?
I took the bullet out. No, I took the bullet out. Didn't do nothing. You guys
well,
ever
I'm,
see Pritchie's Honor, that movie, Pritchie's Honor, with Jack Nicholson and
mm-hmm.
Kathleen Turner? Remember, in the end, they end up, they're mafia people, but they're married or something. And they end up stalking each other. I can't remember who killed who, but they ended up fighting themselves. You remember that at the end of the movie? I've always cited that as the way it is with me and Carolyn. Yeah, one day someone's going to make a move and kill the other one when they know they got it covered. You know, it's tricky. You never know.
Not.
See, she's afraid of it. That's a fake out there. See, I don't believe that she's afraid of it. The little subtle stuff.
That's a fake out. Hey, Michael wants
yeah.
to be unmuted if you can, Bob.
I muted Michael because you had noise coming through, Michael. There was an echo on your phone when Mark was talking.
Yeah, he caught that.
I've removed it.
Okay, good. So what we have, what we're witnessing is, Bob, you check out, if Ein says there's no ascended people ever been married, then that's what we are. We're a probe to see if two ascended people can stay married. That's what you're witnessing now. If ascended people don't get married.
Are you going to play that thing from the private session, Bob?
Yes, let's go to that point. That was, I think it's the Cabal, what I played last weekend at the very end.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Michael said unmute him.
I did. Yeah, you're unmuted, Michael. Okay. So.
I most certainly am. Thank you, Jermaine.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have to revise that little thing that I wrote about my kids. At the end of it, I'm going to have to say I'm going through the ascension process following Mr. Magoo.
Yes. I think that being half ascended, you should be afraid to tell your kids, especially when they're adults, any of this stuff. You shouldn't care what they think. They don't like you anymore anyway. You're just a fucking mother. They're mothers. They got to deal with their kids.
That's what the dark soul means. You don't see very well.
Who says that?
Yep, you have a blindfold on or something.
Sounds like Scott.
The red light?
Scott.
Is he talking about the red lights?
No, I'm talking about the dark soul is a soul that has bad eyesight.
Okay, so, yeah, like Mr.
Non-visually biased.
And, you know, remember in Eliot, McLuhan wrote about is traditional in Greek culture back then for the wise men to be blind. Remember Tiresias, the seer? They knew they were going visual, and so they valued the insights of the blind person. So if I'm blind, I'm on the right track there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hand signals for the blind.
Didn't Oedipus poke his own eyes out or something like that?
Yeah, he tried to become wise. Okay, I got to click this slowly forward, little chunks, so it doesn't get stalled.
Oh, this is the section where he says that nobody can ascend?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.